Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 64 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 3rd is: have you ever felt something was unethical but didn't want to speak up because you were in the minority? What do you need to do so you can reveal you are courageous and stand up for what you believe is right? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. For our loyal listeners, you know that we have 12 fundamentals of success to provide structure to make 1% improvements on our journeys of success. And those 12 fundamentals are divided into 6 pairs, each pair with an inside and outside fundamental. And sometimes there is some overlap between the inside and outside fundamentals, and sometimes there's some overlap between the different pairs of fundamentals. I like to think of it as a wheel of success, and the 6 inside or mindset fundamentals are the spokes of the wheel, like on an old 19th century covered wagon. They connect the center of the wheel, our heart, with the outside rim of the wheel. The 6 outside or action fundamentals make up the rim of the wheel. And success is a journey. And like a wheel, sometimes it takes a lot of energy and power to get the wheel moving. But once we do, momentum tends to keep the wheel going until the laws of physics stop it. And today's challenge is one of those situations that can bring the movement of our wheel to a dead stop. Today's challenge is also very clear in the connection between the inside and outside fundamentals of our pair. Knowing what we believe in and knowing what is or isn't ethical definitely comes from the inside fundamental of knowing our integrity and taking action to reveal our courage and stand up for what we believe in definitely comes from today's outside fundamental of living by principles. So this should be easy, right? We look at the center of our wheel, our heart, and we know our integrity, the spoke that connects to the outside of the rim, and we take action, right? Doesn't always happen, does it? Why not? Because of the environment and the circumstances we're in. Sometimes there's a boulder that our wheel runs into. Sometimes it has rained so much the wheel starts to sink in the mud. Sometimes someone in our wagon pulls on the brakes to stop us. Remember, writing our own story is about the choices we make in response to events in our lives. So we may need to back up and go around the boulder. We may need to supply some extra power to get through the mud. Or we may need to wait for the ground to dry out. Or we may need to remove someone from the wagon if they're holding us back from reaching our true potential. But don't forget where we're going. We're moving toward our vision. But the most important part of our vision is not the what or the where. The most important part of our vision is who we become. Because if the most important part of our vision is the what and the where, we will be tempted to use people transactionally. And we will want to quit if it doesn't appear like we can make it to our destination. So what do we do? I mean, this is hard, right? And maybe some of you listening are waiting for me to give you the answer. But I can't give you the answer, because the answer is inside of you. We must look inside ourselves and go back to our integrity. Remember, our integrity is what makes us whole, and have the courage to stand up for what makes us whole. Because the people's opinions and the results we are so worried about are like the wind. They will come and go, but we have to live with ourselves for the rest of our lives. And if we make a decision or take action that breaks our wheel of success, it's going to take a lot of effort and energy to repair the wheel and get it moving again. One book that I strongly recommend for anyone who wants to live by their principles is Profiles in Courage by John F. Kennedy. It's about politicians who had the courage to stand up for what they believed in, even though it cost them in friendships, in their reputations, and sometimes with their entire careers. And I'd like to share with you a letter to the reader from President Kennedy at the beginning of the book. Here it goes. This is largely a book about politicians who were failures. Most were deprived of any hope of achieving their most cherished goals in public life. Many were rejected by the people and forced to live in obscurity away from the political arena which they enjoyed so much. But what is important about these men is not their failures, but why they failed. Not the goals they did not reach, but what kept them from these goals. Each of them had some principle or idea which he believed in. And when the time came, each of them chose to act according to his beliefs, even though to do so meant unpopularity and criticism, and often defeat in elections. That is why this book is called Profiles in Courage, for it takes great courage to do what you think is right, even though it may mean the end of your career and the dislike and criticism of your friends and neighbors. Many people never have the opportunity to show such courage, but all of us have the opportunity to recognize such courage in others, to respect the person who is doing what he believes to be right, even though we think he's wrong. That's why this book is more than an exciting story of great men. It is a lesson to all of us that courage is much more than bravery on a battlefield, that it can mean acting according to your beliefs, whatever the consequences. And it is also a lesson that we can all share in such courage by refusing to join with those people who make unreasoning attacks on the man who is doing or saying what he honestly believes to be right. So how about you? Have you ever felt something was unethical, unfair, or unjust and were afraid to speak up because you were in the minority? What will it take for you to act with courage and stand up for what you believe in? If we are looking for something outside ourselves to give us the courage to stand up for our beliefs, it will never work. And we can take comfort in the words of President Andrew Jackson, quote, "One person with courage makes a majority," end quote. Living by principles needs to happen from the inside out, and when it does, we find we have the power to write our own story. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.